Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh, we're on the Broadway bridge watching the spiders fight because we're just watching these huge spiders.
I don't think Chris Adams
would survive this.
No, it's terrifying.
He has a crazy fear of spiders.
Yeah. Apparently grasshoppers, because I've sit.
Most
I've,
insects, grasshoppers. Really.
There's been, okay. He's like, it's on the inside of the screen, Wendy. Could you please get it? So we, yeah,
oh, no.
Hey guys, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
From ToastedMarshmallowAdventures.com.
And you're listening to Toasted Marshmallow Adventures Podcast.
Idaho's premier podcast for comedy and entertainment.
We know now more than ever, people are looking for ways to escape and laughter is the best medicine.
On this show, we talk to comedians and entertainers from around the world. So if you're a fan of stand-up comedy or just looking to take a break from life, we got you.
We keep things light and fun, laughing as much as possible with occasional deep, thought-provoking moments intertwined.
So if you're in a safe space,
grab a cold one,
hit the subscribe button on your favorite audio platform or YouTube,
and share some laughs with us. We are Toasted Marshmallow Adventures.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures Podcast.
Woo!
Tonight in our Boise studio, we have with us comedian Reese Samuels.
Yes.
Thank you so much
for being. Long time coming, am I right?
I know. We have actually talked about having you on for
From
a long time.
Months,
and
actually.
Then,
we got into some weird thing. Kind of where we'd see your places and be like, feel super awkward and weird.
That's at the top of my list. Cause a few weeks ago at Watkins, I actually came up to you.
Watson's.
Did I say Watkins?
Yeah.
I mean, close.
Yeah. Close enough. Yeah. And I came up to you and I was like, I asked you, I was like, have we officially met?
I feel like we did at the backyard.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. And see, at the backyard show, that was when I was on my little hiatus.
Oh, okay. And I was in a really bad mental state. And I was sitting in the front row and I was freezing. And I was like this. And I was like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't think this is like because of what she's saying.
I remember that.
Yeah. And it had zero to do with you and all about me.
Yeah. You came up to me after the show. When you explain that,
okay,
I was like,
good.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Like, good. Yeah, because I felt really bad. Like, I should not be in the front row right now.
When I'm on stage, I try really hard not to like read too much into the audience,
good.
Like gestures, because like some people, they're still enjoying the show. Some people just, you know.
I was working a hard resting bitch
type.
Face mode, like throughout my whole body. It was I was having like some kind of, we got into an argument after that.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
we did. Yeah,
I was in a bad place.
Doing good mentally at the time.
I was like falling apart internally and I was like, I'm sorry, Reese. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's when I remember first meeting you. I think maybe there was one other time, but anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. It's been a long time that, we've talked about it. And then, so when we were at Watson's and I came up to you, I just wanted you to squash any weirdness that might have been.
Like, could we please get rid of that? Maybe it was just on our part.
Maybe we, I don't know if you felt that
Well,
too,
like, or... and that was the thing is like at Watson's, it was one of those like, oh no. I recognize you, but I don't know where from. I'm so socially awkward to where I'm not one to take the first plunge.
Yeah.
And you know, that's why I drank for so long because it would help me.
Yes.
But
awesome.
Yeah. No,
well,
I'm
glad we're past that and we're hanging out now.
Yeah.
So you started comedy in 2013, so you're 9 years in now. Did you start here in Boise?
I started at Liquid Laughs on Christmas, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I had, like, that summer, I had just gotten out of, like, a really long relationship, and, like, I was at home with my family that Christmas, and like my sister was there and like a family friend, and it was just like, oh, you know, our babies are all home for Christmas. And it's like, thank you. We all know that we're sad, alone, and single. Appreciate it, parentals. Yeah. But I was actually working at Solid Grill and Bar, and you know, you like Solid Grill and Bar and Liquid Laughs are owned by the same people. So you'd always find yourself at Liquid just hanging out, and a couple of the comics were like, you should try it. Well, I was just sad enough that Christmas where I was like, you know what? There's an open mic tonight. And here in Idaho, they don't serve liquor on Christmas. So I actually wound up getting really drunk on PBR and taking shots of white wine. Because I was so nervous. And I was like, I'm like, maybe I can just trick myself. And then we got into mathematics. So the bartender was like, what is a glass of wine into shots? I'm like, well, math for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did my first set, and it was about a crosswalk. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it at an open mic?
It was at an open mic.
Okay. How did it go?
It went really well. My roommate at the time, she was so great. I actually met her working in Stanley, but she baked cupcakes for everybody and really made it a thing. It was really sweet. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. A lot of the comedians just like supported me fully. Mm-hmm. Like the scene was, they took me in. It was great.
So Tina Towns says, Reese's my home skillet. And then said, those glasses be hot.
Oh, thanks, Tina. You know, I try. That's my girl right there.
She was our first comedian on.
Oh, really?
At our house. When the only reason she like decided we weren't serial killers was because of our dog Duchess, a really old pit bull that had like legs this long. Yeah. Aww. And like was a granny. Yeah. And Tina's like, okay, they kept her alive. They won't kill me.
Sweet. Yeah, I posted something. Yeah. What has it been like at least three years now on the Boise Comedy Fans page that I had like just discovered then. And, I said, yeah, we do a podcast and we want to talk to some comedians. And she was like the first one to respond.
Yeah.
So first comedian, I was fresh out of the hospital at the time. I almost died.
Yeah, drainage
still
bags.
Had, like, drains.
So this
on
is how we opened the door for Tina.
Yeah, it felt pretty good. But that happened.
So what were we talking about before we paused?
I was asking who was around back then that's still around now in the local comedy scene.
I mean, like Oleg Shevchuk, he is my comedy dad, as you say. He like really inspired me. Him and like Eric Lyons. I know he still does comedy. He doesn't live in Boise anymore, but those two and Lady Business, Jinx, oh my gosh, Jinx Jenkins and Alicia Donahue. Oh,
okay.
So it's like I had my two comedy dads, my two comedy moms, but I know Alicia and Jinx have been trying to like get back out in the scene. Sophie Hughes, also, she's coming back around again. Emma Arnold, she's doing.
These are all people we have not talked to yet.
No.
Emma Arnold's really doing more stuff like on the road and everything.
Oh,
she does
cool.
pop up shows here in Boise every now and then. Okay. But she's fantastic. If you haven't listened to Emma Arnold, please check her out.
Yes.
Okay. It's names I've all heard, but
I'm trying to think of who else, like when I originally started. Eric Cole, Dustin Chalifoe comes around every now and then. But yeah, it was a long time ago.
Were you thinking of going up when you first did, or why did your
it had been like a couple of months since I'd wanted to try. Like I had had the inspiration to start like stand up when I was like, I mean, years before that. And actually the person I was in a relationship with, we were on this road trip and he was taking a nap. And I just had that like aha moment while listening to stand up while driving. Like, I want to do that.
Wow.
And I told him about it when he woke up and he was like, that's dumb. He was like, realistically, like that point in our lives, we were doing seasonal work. He was like, where are you going to do it at? Yeah. How are you going to start? And I was like, I don't know. I just had this idea, but I don't know. Back then too, I was like young and, you know, didn't know myself that well. So I was kind of like, oh yeah, you're right. But
what kind of seasonal work?
So I worked up at Redfish Lake Lodge in Stanley, Idaho for like 6 summers in a row. I'd go there from May until October, just waiting tables. And,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Where do you stay?
So they have an employee housing area there.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, it can be. Yeah. And then it can be, because it's like an adult summer camp almost.
Right.
So
crazy.
Got, yeah. Crazy, crazy stories. Oh, we got into some shenanigans.
I'll bet.
But yeah, I would do that. And then for a couple of years, I went down to the Virgin Islands to St. Thomas during my winters.
Wow. And pretty rough.
Down there. Yeah. I did not see snow much, and I was happy about that. I hate snow.
Wow. That's a cool way to spend your life.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Why'd you switch it up?
So the guy who I'd been with actually wound up leaving me, and we had both worked up at Redfish together, and it was probably one of the lowest points in my entire life. Like, I did a really good job of hiding it, you know, much like comedians can do. We're great at hiding our mental illness. Yeah. But I actually got pretty close to like suicide, and I like attempted a couple times and then obviously chickened out. I wanted to throw myself off of a mountain peak because I thought that that would be great.
Wow.
And I love it too, because looking back on it, obviously I've worked through some of this, but it wasn't because I wanted it to be like so grand or anything. I just really didn't want somebody finding me.
Oh, wow.
I was like, you know, I'll leave a note, but that was kind of my whole thing. Obviously, I worked through that.
Good.
And then I moved back to Boise to be closer to my family, started working at Solid, and it just kind of like, everything just clicked in together. Like, something I'd been wanting to do for years was literally right next door to where I was working. Yeah. So
first I want to ask, who were you listening to when you had this epiphany that you wanted to do comedy? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was just kind of like, it was on Pandora, and it was just on a mix. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I had listened to skits from Cat Williams. Mm. I had listened to skits from like D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, Bernie Mac, you know, the kings of comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that those were like the prominent ones that were coming. And then Eddie Murphy was coming through those tracks. Like, some of them I liked when I was younger. Some of their content did not age well. I will say that. And, you know, it's like when you were that young, you just don't realize. You're like, oh, gosh, okay.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, there's still, like, influences for me. But
Yeah, definitely.
And then Robin Williams. I always loved his stuff as well.
Yeah.
He was crazy.
He was
crazy.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yes.
But, yeah. No, that was kind of where I was at there.
Okay.
Who are your favorites now? Samesies?
It's so hard.
There's so
like,
many.
There's so many. Yeah. Like, I mean, I really enjoy Joel Kim Booster, which, I mean, he's great. He's
I don't even know that name.
He's got a few things on Hulu and everything, which right now, and he also did a Fire Island movie. I'm spacing on all of the things, but I got to open up for him at the balcony one time, and that was really cool. I had and Arlo Weyerhaeuser as well, like amazing comedians. Yeah. Oh, no, you're putting me on the spot now.
Sorry.
I need you to remember all the details.
I know, these are all things,
oh, my God. Well, this may be an audio episode.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. So I guess it'll just come back when it's ready.
You opened for Gabriel Rutledge?
Yeah. I did. I featured for Gabriel Rutledge. He is one of my favorites.
Featured. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he is one of my favorite comedians, too.
He's hilarious. Yeah. Seems like an awesome dude, too.
Yeah.
Like, we've corresponded with him since the podcast.
Yeah.
Which sometimes when you go via Zoom, you just kind of meet him in the green room, and it's all awkward and weird. But, I mean, I feel like we're a little bit awkward and weird with him, but we are, and he probably is.
Yeah,
we are kind of awkward and weird. But, we've corresponded. He had a little clip of our podcast on his podcast. He seems like a real nice human.
He is super, super nice. I enjoy him, like, a lot. It was actually funny because I was in Portland, Oregon. I was up there for the Northwest Black Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah. LJ went, right?
Yeah. We've gone a couple of years now. I've done three. Cool. I think he's done two now.
Nice.
But in Harvey's Comedy Club, there was a picture of Gabriel Rutledge from like a long time
ago. Really?
I remember seeing it and I was like, oh my gosh, baby Gabe.
How long is his hair?
It was very short.
Really?
Oh, yes. It was
now
very
he, like,
short.
Flips it. It's all a thing. It's almost just a character, his hair.
I think his episode may have now exceeded Sam Tripoli's views. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something.
That is something huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
That's allowed?
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay, not sober from everything.
Yeah. Oh, no. I could not. I need something. Okay. Like, my life is in shambles right now. You know, it's okay. You know, all the broken pieces are coming back together. They're just forming a different picture.
Is that related to living in Idaho at all? Because on the way in, we were just talking about how shitty Idaho is right now. It's like, it's intense. I mean, we're starting with driving. It's horrific now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everything that's been passed or not passed, it's rough.
Abortion is now murder.
Yeah.
And then we won't be saved medically.
Right. Then there's that.
See, like, that is a
super pro-life of them.
Yeah.
No, and I am very much like pro-choice. Like, I myself have been put into that position where I actually was pregnant and I had an ectopic pregnancy. So we medically aborted it because it was dangerous for me, and the likelihood of the baby surviving was slim to none. I was like, in my brain, I was like, dope.
And so I was
like,
now,
but, you know, still like, I'm not heartless. I was like, okay, you know, like that, I'm happy it happened that way because the choice either way was mine. If I wanted to try to keep it the doctor's
right. Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Yeah. I like living.
Yeah.
And now?
Now.
You would just die.
I would just. Wow. So I know it's kind of crazy.
It's hard to believe, actually.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just like, so ladies, when are we, ladies and gents, when are we just going to stop giving it up? Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on the way in, we were talking about where can we move?
But like
the cost of living is so expensive. So
yeah, just everywhere seems like now.
Yeah.
Like, what other countries could we move to?
Oh, that's what he's suggesting. New Zealand.
I was actually searching that today. Countries with the most human rights and like the least mass shootings is what I wanted.
It's New Zealand and where?
New Zealand and
something with an S.
Switzerland. Yeah.
So awesome skiing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so far away. So
I know.
That would be.
Maybe someday.
I would take it. Like, my family, we lived in Germany when I was younger.
Oh, military.
Yes.
Oh,
my dad was in the army. And I would love to go back and live there.
Yeah.
Like, really? It was just like the safe. I mean, it was the safest place. I love seeing like on TikTok now where it's like some people will be like, things I learned when I moved to Germany was just like a lot of the children are just very self-sufficient. Like, they let their kids walk everywhere because it's safe. Like, I mean, we just went everywhere no matter what. And I was like 8 to 12 when we were there.
Oh, cool.
So,
what an experience.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Did you learn German?
I did learn some German, I can understand it more now than I could speak it back, but still fun to have.
Have you been back?
I have not.
Oh,
dang.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, so your dad is here?
Yes,
oh,
my dad
nice.
Is here.
Did he have a tour or something in Boise or what?
No, so my mom's family is from Boise. My dad's family is from the East Coast and everything. Oh, they actually we were living in Fort Campbell, Kentucky at the time.
Kentucky. Never been there.
It was on the border of Kentucky and Tennessee. Interesting town.
That's fun what place. I would assume. I don't know why.
I was a kid when I was there, so I enjoyed it, but I did not enjoy the tornadoes, I'll tell you that.
Tornadoes, dang.
No, that's not cool watching a tornado go through. You're like, oh my gosh.
Are there
like,
alarms that go off?
So when we didn't hear any alarms because they were far enough away, but like you could like still see like how massive these storms were.
Wow.
And there was one night where we kind of drove close to one, but it was
on purpose.
No, very much on accident.
Okay.
Wow.
You know the storm chaser people.
Yeah, they're out of their minds.
They're crazy.
I'll take safety. Thank you.
Now, where I just read a thing about you that said you were raised around the globe. Where did you live in other countries besides Germany?
So Germany was the only country that we lived in, but like we traveled all over the place when we were there. Like we obviously we went to France. Like my grandmother came to visit, so we had to hit all the big spots. So we went to France for a little bit. We also went to Poland. We had been to Austria.
I feel like you have to. You're so close.
You're just right there. So we actually got to go to like Hitler's like hideout, like the Eagle's Nest. There That place is intense. And then the ride up there is absolutely terrifying.
What is it?
Well, it's a very small road. And you're on these just like huge tour buses. And they're, I don't know if maybe they have changed the road, improved it since then, but there was like no guardrail on the side.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. And it's a very windy road. It was, I mean, even as a kid, I was scared. And, but I mean, it was really cool going and experience that.
And that was his post?
So when we were in Germany, we were, based out of Katterbach. Mm-hmm. And then we, like, our family lived in Ansbach. So,
just Katterbach and Ansbach?
Katterbach.
Katterbach? Mm-hmm. What does Bach mean?
It's like city.
Town. Oh, okay.
Like town, not yeah. Berg is city. Yeah. Bach is like town.
Okay.
But cool. Yeah. Wow. We were about an hour away from Nuremberg. So,
wow. Just, did you go there?
Yep. We went to Nuremberg a few times. Wow. We went to Berlin while we were there, of course. Like, saw like the major history spots in Germany.
Oh, so, cool. That's an awesome
beautiful
way
country.
To grow
beautiful.
Up, too.
And the castles were great, of course. Yeah. Take a little kid to a castle and you're just like, oh my gosh.
So you didn't resist the moving because it was just in your blood? It was just
kind of
what your dad...
We complained as kids do because it was like, now we have to make new friends. Yeah. Like, but
and my stepdad was in the Coast Guard and that was my main complaint. It's like, I just got to know these people. Yep. Yeah, it's hard.
It is hard. But I mean, I appreciate it as an adult because now it's easier for me to communicate with people and meet strangers. Whereas I've met people who are like, ugh, they just lock up.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's an awkward experience, but I can still, I'll get there eventually. I'll open up.
Right. Yeah, that's us. We're awkward.
Yeah. I mean,
we're introverted extroverts.
Yeah.
So we can be on occasionally, but then we're like, oh my God.
We gotta go home.
Yeah. I actually was on my way here. I was like, man, I would love to have my shoes off right now. I was like, I should have wore sandals. Jeez,
You totally can. We don't care.
I know. We don't care. I've taken mine off in here. When we podcast from home, I don't
know. He's not wearing pants or shoes.
Well, I'm not wearing just underwear. I got something on, but no pants. Yeah.
Did you get another shoe compliment?
Yeah, those are dope kicks. I like those.
These are my first, actually, pair of Jordans I've ever purchased.
This whole life.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten there yet. I mean, I've purchased Nikes, but not Jordans.
Yeah.
And then he did those where you pick the color.
I did the custom Air Force Ones. I got a pair of those. Yeah, those are
pretty
cool. You
went crazy for a minute.
I did. Well, I needed some new shoes, and I was like, I'll just treat myself.
Like when I need something new in my life, if I have to purchase it, and I'm like, all right, it's time to do it. It's a slippery slope because then I'm like, well, you know, I needed these shoes, but I also needed a new pair of shorts. Oh, but then I needed socks. And then all of a sudden, my like $50 purchase has turned into like $250.
Exactly.
I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
And it all matches.
I think the only thing I got to go with those shoes because they're black, red, and yellow was a yellow
wristband.
Watch.
Apple Watch.
Oh, okay.
Which got dirty.
It did. Oh, I ordered a new one.
You gotta match. Gotta
I know.
Have the
so
proper fit.
I had to buy a dark one because the light ones got so dirty. So that's why I have this one on, and then I have my new one. That's my going out band.
The going out band.
Jeez. Jeez, she's right.
All right. So let's talk about now. You, I remember not too long ago, you started doing a mic at. I think they changed their name to the Crescent House.
Oh, that place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it still a thing?
No.
I saw shortly after that they closed.
Yeah. That, man, I don't.
So you started the mic?
So yeah, I had started the mic. I was actually the general manager of the place and the company. I mean, I don't want to talk too much shit, but the company was pretty bad.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad. There was just like a lot of, I don't want to go too much into detail, but there was just like a lot of ins and outs to where it was just like, you know, I felt like certain things that I might be held liable for. And I was like, you know what? I'm going
to
just go ahead and rinse my hands in this and step back.
Yeah.
And then like I maybe 2 months after, there was a gal I was sitting with who told me she saw an ad for the address that it was up for sale.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man, that was quick. Maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm like, that went down.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then like it was literally the next day, my buddy Ken, who was the executive chef there, he calls me up. And he is like, you're not going to guess what happened. And I figured it was the whole ad for it being for sale. It's like, oh, yeah, Crescent is up for sale. He goes, no, they told us to shut our doors last night.
Whoa.
And so they just, yeah, no, none of the employees knew about it. They were just done. Wow. Yeah. So I was like, man.
And they were new owners, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
brand new owners. They sunk a lot of money into that place. And then, I don't know, there was just like, there's so much that place could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just like, they put taxidermy animals on the wall. And like, they were all positioned in a weird way. I'm like, it felt like you were being stared at.
Oh, God.
No matter where you went in the room.
By dead animals.
Yeah.
No,
so
thank you.
I didn't dig it. Like, it works in places in Idaho, like Stanley or Idaho City, yeah, where you're in the woods, yeah, not when you're in the city.
You'd be stared at.
It was creepy. So many of the employees hated it. And I was like, hey guys, just like, there was a bear. And I was like, it's Barry Manilow. And like, you know, just
like running under the animal.
Yeah. You just had to like, there was a caribou. So obviously his name is Caribou Lou.
Of course.
and then I can't remember what we named the other two. It was just ridiculous, but yeah.
So you got out of there before it went down.
Yeah.
Nice call.
Yeah, no, it was a good thing. Like, was trying to expand. Like, I work with LJ Sullivan and Tina Towns. Mm-hmm. We're the underground comedy. So the three of us produce a show that we like to put on. We used to be in the basement of the El Cora Shrine. Now we're looking for a new home or moving it out. We're not moving it out to Caldwell, but expanding out to Caldwell. We haven't
expanding.
Gotten that far.
Yes.
We haven't gotten that far yet. That's still in the works, but... yeah, we're just going to focus on that for now. Then starting
nice
new mics probably.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
There, awesome. Where was that new one I just saw? Crescent now. Crescent Brewery has one on Wednesday.
Oh, I think that's, I think that might be a music one though.
It said, I think music and comedy.
Oh, it's both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 to 10. So they're popping up. Is there one every night? Is there one Sunday?
I don't believe that there's one on Sunday right now. There's the Monday Mad Swede.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday. Oh, man.
Is there a Tuesday?
I don't
know.
A couple Wednesdays.
Yeah,
definitely Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Are you sticking around for the mic here tonight?
I am not sure. I am like currently, I don't have my vehicle. I don't have a vehicle.
Oh.
So I'm on the bus. So.
What?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Nice. Good for you. I was behind a bus today and I was like, I wish we had way more of those.
Yeah.
We're
super lacking in public. Like,
No, I dig riding the bus. Like, you know, it's just like, it's $2.50 for an all day pass. Like,
and it gets you to actually where you need to go. Cause we live in Nampa. So,
I mean, there is one that goes out to Nampa.
There it is. Yeah. I've ridden it.
It's trek. I've never done it. I've always wanted to. I just want to spend one day and just take a bus to Nampa just to
check it off.
Yeah. You know, just be like, I bust out to Nampa. Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's a cool way.
Yeah. Well, 6 to 7 years ago, my car broke down and I had to ride my bike from my house to the CWI campus, get on the bus to take it to work, which got me to work like 2 hours early.
Wow.
Work a night shift and then take it back to Nampa in the morning.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
So we do need way better public
transit.
We
really do.
Yeah.
It'd be so awesome if we had, BART?
Yeah, like a train
what
system.
What Seattle has as well. Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah.
I would love that. Like we just hop on the train. I love that. Like, sit there, listen to your podcast or whatever, talk. Who cares?
Anytime I like travel outside of like to a bigger city, I always look up just the public transit.
Yeah.
Like, I just ride the bus. I ride the subways.
Yeah.
Like, this is just easier. Like,
it's cheaper. Oh, I know. Like,
for sure.
Maybe.
Oh, especially fuel now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I paid $5.19 today, and I was like, woo, it's on sale. $5.19. Yeah.
No, I just, like, I don't know. I've been thankful enough to be able to, like, walk to where I need to mostly, but bus if need be.
Right.
I can. I wasn't paying attention to the gas prices there for a minute until people were like, oh, my God. And finally, I looked at one, and I was like, oh, gosh.
It's scary.
My bad. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
$20 did not go a long way for you. Here's another $20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do DoorDash once in a while, and I was like, I should just get an electric bike and do this.
Yeah.
And I'd have like no overhead then.
Unless you're going to Boise, dude, on an electric bike.
To do DoorDash?
Yeah.
No, I'd have to stay close to the house.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. I just get some little side things the back. Whoosh, be good to go.
Some costs. They DoorDash the craziest, or is it Uber Eats? I was like recently in Vegas and I was riding around with my buddy.
I saw that to see DJ.
Yeah, I was there with DJ Davis. Shut up.
He's an awesome dude.
Jetlag Media.
Yeah.
I was there for an extra day. And I just like rode around with him while I did Uber Eats. And there was just like this, there was this one order where this guy just got like two bags of Takis and a bag of Sour Patch Kids. And it was like right around the block from his house. I was like, wow, all right.
Couldn't even walk there.
I mean, and then he made a good point. He goes, well, you know, sometimes parents will leave like a phone for like their little kids to like do that kind of stuff. And I was all right, that kind of order would make sense if it was coming from a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not a 40-year-old dude.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was thinking. I was
like this is weird.
Yeah. I've delivered food on DoorDash from a fast food place like Chick-fil-A across the parking lot to Petco out in
That's crazy.
Off of Eagle. Yeah, I've done that.
Wow.
That was the shortest delivery ever.
Yeah, you're just like, okay.
Yeah, like, couldn't walk, guys.
Walk. Call
meet you halfway.
Someone might meet you halfway. I mean, it's like 200 feet.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So can I ask, how did you end up marrying a comedian?
Yes.
Isn't that the biggest no-no in the business?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's what they talk about. Like,
don't date him.
Can we just like plead the fifth on that one and just like move on to like a different topic?
I feel like
topic?
This is where the story is right here.
Like, how did that even happen? You met at an open mic? Or?
No, we'd actually met at Pita Pit. Actually, originally, when it was in downtown Boise. And it was such a random occurrence. I was in a different relationship with somebody else. And I was working up at Redfish, and I wanted him to come up and work up there.
Oh, cool.
Because, like, I went in there at, like, 2 a.m. just drunk to get a pita.
Right.
And he was handling this guy who was just being so unruly, like, in front of me. Like, Jake was just handling him perfectly. And I was like, dude, you would be so great. Come work for me. And he didn't, obviously, because like he had his like band and stuff down here. But and then we didn't see each other for like 4 years, and then it just kind of like came together. But yeah, it was.
I'd say he has a band.
Yes, their drummer unfortunately did move away, so they're kind of like going and they're trying to figure themselves out.
Okay.
But Bright Old Giant, you should check them out.
Bright Old Giant.
Yeah,
They're kind of like if you know like Explosions in the Sky, they're kind of in that same vein.
Oh, cool.
I do not know Explosions in the Sky.
But we're going to look them both up.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't remember what their genre of music is called. Experimental. Yeah.
So
you got married in 2020, 2021? Yeah.
2020.
Okay.
Yeah, 2020.
You got married during the pandemic. Then.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
It was it was just kind of like fuck it, like let's just do it.
Just the two of you, or do you have?
No, we had friends and family there, nice. So it was just like small 30 people.
Oh, cool. Like, that's kind of the best, I would think.
Yeah, we went to the other side of the lake, of Redfish Lake, and got married in a cute little meadow area.
Oh,
and yeah, no, it was
took
really great.
Boats out or
yeah, we shuttled everybody out to the other side.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, my dress was green. It was pretty. It was nice.
Awesome.
Wow. So we have a Redfish Lake story.
Which when we went up to Bench Lakes?
Yeah, with my mom.
Oh, that story.
So Chris and I already hiked up to Bench Lakes, which nearly killed us.
Oh, Bench Lakes. That's such a beautiful hike, though.
We had 50-pound packs.
Oh, no. Okay.
So we drank on the way up. We stopped halfway for a beer.
Well, we didn't get... So we
didn't get there till night.
We worked during the day and then drove to Stanley started our hike at like 7 p.m.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And
it was
forget.
Whoa, you started the Bench Lakes hike at 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
Oh, my God. The last boat.
We're like,
the last shuttle across?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It was terrible. Oh, it was really awful.
We planned to stay at least a couple nights. We stayed one night.
Yeah, because Chris was terrified of the herd of deer, we hope, that was rubbing against our tent. He's like, did you do that? And I was like, no. So we just like faced each other in a two-man tent, terrified.
Oh, no.
It's awful.
We've been backpacking twice.
And then we did the whole poop in the hole thing and cover it, and then Chris stepped on it.
Oh, when I was trying to get our bag of food out of the tree, I stepped in my own shit that was covered.
Oh, no. We might not be backpackers. We might suck at this.
Typically go a little ways away from your setup. Yeah.
We did, but I think we put everything in the same spot. Like, here's the food and the crap.
Yeah.
It was bad.
No, the Bench Lakes, that's an interesting hike too, because it's like a lot of people who just like don't really do their research before going to hike up there.
They get to that
first Bench Lake and they're like, oh, this is it. When really you have to keep going a little bit and get to the second one. Like, that's like a really pretty one. And they just keep, there's like five of them all together.
That's
and they just
what we
keep
heard.
Going
and we were like, no, we will not see these. No.
Yeah. One of them's just like a puddle. It's not even worth the time.
Yeah.
But
I did like the walk through like all the trees when it like mellowed out and you were just on like kind of level ground.
So did you guys go like from the shuttle to the Bench Lakes back to the shuttle, or did you finish it and come around out the trailhead near the backpackers lot?
We came out back to the shuttle. Where you catch the boat. Shuttle back. Yeah.
And we were like, let's get the fuck out of here.
But we waited till the end of the day for the last one.
Yeah, because we didn't want to be losers.
No, it wasn't It wasn't the last one, but we wanted to catch the next one coming. And there were people in front of us. So we're like, next one's coming in like 30 minutes. So we're just like booking it down the switchbacks because we didn't want to have to wait for the next one that was coming who knows when.
Back in that same area, like one of my favorite places to go when I was up there was this place called the Valley of the Giants. And it's just like this giant boulder field. At least that's what everybody called it.
It's an amazing area. It's so pretty.
So pretty. I mean, it's just these just gigantic rocks.
Yeah.
You just imagine it. You're like, this was probably up there somewhere. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
You just think, I don't know. I'm a big nature kid. I like being outside.
Yeah.
I always have been.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a kid.
Nice.
So where were you born?
I was actually born in Caldwell, Idaho.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's
I,
a crazy Caldwell to yeah. Germany.
I know. yeah. I'd actually like shut down my mom's gallbladder and one of her kidneys. So I was like an emergency C-section.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, just really wanted to be born in Idaho, I guess. I don't know. I was born here. We just kind of lived here on and off. We lived in California, like I said, Kentucky. We lived in Florida for a little bit.
Where in California?
Monterey.
Oh, dang. Yeah. That's a cool area.
So, and then... can't remember the name of the city we were at in Florida. I was pretty young then. But yeah, we've lived and traveled to so many states. And then after schooling and all that kind of stuff, and after like Redfish, like I would always go from Redfish to the Virgin Islands. I also went to Ireland. Like I did my own kind of traveling.
That's so cool.
Would do like road trips around the states, and then I've traveled for comedy. It's really hard for me to sit still, I guess is what I'm saying.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joey Galvez. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Department of MetaHuman Affairs. This one is a story about a team led by a retired sidekick, two felons, a failed actor from Broadway, and a reprogrammed cyborg. But their first mission is to stop the criminals who have robbed a bank, and they will have to set the world at ease. You're going to get 180 pages of entertainment, action-packed awesomeness right here in the first six issues in a collected hardcover volume one. All you got to do is head on over to kickstarter.com and type in the Department of MetaHuman Affairs or DMA and check it out right now.
So you recently headlined the what was it called? I have it in my notes here. the BoCom show. Yes. Was that at, that was at what?
Boise Comedy Show?
Yes.
Yes. Nice. Not at Watkins, at Watson's.
Watson's.
How was that show? How'd it go?
It was a really fun show. I loved everybody that was on it. Everyone had an amazing set. And awesome. I just really loved the flow of it because everybody's comedy styles are just like a little bit different than the others. So yeah. Great audience, super receptive. I just kind of had like fun with it. I'm at that point with a lot of my material where I'm like, and I just switching hate everything it. I do. So oh, okay. I'm just trying to like come up with new stuff and
just I'm, like mess with it as you're on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, tweak it a little bit here and there. I'd done like a brand new joke that I hadn't even tried at an open mic yet, which I normally don't do. I was just like, why not? Let's try. It went over really well, so I was happy for that.
How do you feel inside when it doesn't go over really well? What does that as a person feel like?
It just makes me more determined.
Oh, that's cool.
Because like I know like there's a footing there. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, even if I can get that like one chuckle and the rest of the audience is like completely dead, I'm like, okay, there's a chuckle. I do have a footing. Okay. There's something I need to work on my timing. I need to do this. It makes me want to work on that joke harder before I give up on it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I mean, it sucks.
So it doesn't feel like personal.
It doesn't feel personal.
Oh, awesome. That's always my worry.
Yeah, it doesn't feel personal to me at all. It's just kind of like, yeah, I'll kind of like beat myself up a little bit where I'm like, God, that just wasn't the set I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I've let it go.
Okay.
Because I just don't, there's no reason to hold on to it. Like I can't change the set. There's no reason to put more energy into something I can't change.
That's so true.
Yeah. I can put that energy into making my next set better.
Yeah, true. That's good. That's a lesson for life, Chris Adams.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just, and I don't know. I have an attitude like that about a lot of things in my life. And I feel like that's a lot of it stems from my military like family background was that you kind of have to like learn how to move on from things quickly because you don't have a choice sometimes. Yeah. And
was your dad or is he very specific? Is he very military? Because my stepdad is pretty like, I mean, in kind
rigid.
Of an, yeah, he's rigid, but it's also kind of awesome. Like things are, you know what's going to happen. You trust him. These are the ways things are.
Like, yeah, I mean, my dad's like, he is organized in a way.
Organized,
but like,
yeah.
Also, my dad is like the comedian of the family as well. Like he's a pretty funny guy. Like he's anytime he comes to my show or he'll be like, tell me a joke or he'll give me one of his jokes and he'll be like, see, I'm the funny one. He obviously makes me laugh with it.
Right.
So.
And you're the youngest, right?
Yes, I am. Man. I am the baby.
How many?
Two.
Two.
So yeah, nice. I got an older sister.
Okay.
So yeah, that's we were tight. We're homies.
Oh,
nice. Best friends.
She's here? Oh, cool.
She is here. I've got a niece as well. So
nice.
And they're also here as well.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Sweet. So what are your like comedy goals? And are you wanting to do comedy as like a career? Or what? How does it play into your life? And
I mean, I definitely want comedy to be my career because I do enjoy it. Like it is just where I feel the most comfortable. And it feels like I can make a difference with the style of comedy I do because a lot of it's like educational things when it comes to race, especially here in Idaho, where people realize that they're not being racist until you make a joke. Just ignorance, you know?
Yeah.
I would really just love to just continue to spread knowledge and like power in that way. But, and I don't know, like I don't want to get like, everybody's like, oh, are you going to try and get rich? Are you going to try and like sell out arenas and stuff? I'm like, no,
that's not your field.
No, that is not my field. I do not want that many people in my business. I'm a pretty private person. So I'm just like, if I can just make it with road gigs and like working things like casinos or anything
and have
like
your
that,
happy
or,
life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just be like, okay. Be out in the road, come home, stay at home for a little bit, be back out in the road.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of life I like.
Yeah.
Would want, at least. So.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm hoping comedy can take me there.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I've always said about podcasting, too. I don't you know, expect it to make us rich or famous. No. Like, we just want to live a good life, have fun, help people.
Yeah.
And help people and be outside. Yeah. I want to be outside more.
Out in nature, yes.
I don't know. Yeah. Especially, yeah. I feel like how Boise's growing. I feel like I have to be outside more. I don't know. There's something. Yeah. I feel trapped or something.
No, I get it. Like, I am, like... I right now I'm like off of Broadway, near the Albertsons, and I constantly am just like walking down to the Greenbelt just because I just want to be like, near trees, water and trees. Speaking of Broadway, I don't know how into this is, total side note and pardon the ADHD moment, but if you ever want to see something just terrifying, the Broadway Bridge at night.
Really?
The Broadway Bridge at night has so many spiders on it right
now.
Oh
my God, this human right here was
ridiculous. Like, it is
the Broadway Greenbelt Bridge.
Yes.
Oh,
where are the spiders?
They're like, so they're like on the railing, like where the lights are at, so you can see all their webs. And like, literally, I went walking down there the other night with a buddy of mine, and it was like Friday night, and we were both laughing, and we were just like, ha, you know, what are you doing on your Friday night? And we're like, oh, we're on the Broadway Bridge watching the spiders fight, because we're just watching
these huge
spiders.
I don't think Chris Adams would survive this.
No,
it's terrifying.
I have a crazy fear of spiders.
Yeah. Apparently grasshoppers, because I've
insects, really.
There's been, he's like, it's on the inside of the screen, Wendy. Could you please get it? So we should totally go.
So, I just want to show you. I'll show you this. Just like, that's two of the spiders, like, that were just like going at it at one point.
They're actually fighting.
Yeah, they were like
spiders fighting.
They were fighting, and that homie won. it was pretty. It's pretty intense. Like, I didn't realize
this is like. This is free entertainment.
It's so spooky.
For who?
Me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Watching him. Did you itch afterwards?
Like, well, the thing was, is like, I felt like a web on my leg. God. And I was like, oh, so I can just brush my leg off.
I feel like I'd be rubbing my face.
And then I just looked over and just saw like so many webs, so many spiders. And I'm talking like half dollar size spiders. And there was one where its butt was the size of a half dollar. I'm like, how is that a spider? He was a big boy.
Where is this specifically?
It's the Broadway underpass.
No, it's not under, it's on top, like the street bridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, so it's like the bridge just past the,
over the green belt, right?
Yeah, that goes over the green belt, just past the stadium.
This is cheaper than Haunted World.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Like, why would I want to do that?
I'm itching just thinking about it.
I mean, it is, like I said, it is kind of entertaining watching them fight, because you're just like, oh, I don't know who I want to win. But this is, I can't look away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, I don't know which ones are poisonous, which ones.
Oh, I'm sure they're all poisonous.
Superpowers.
Superpowers.
Do shit you don't even know about.
He's also terrified of moths. Anything that like flies erratically.
Yeah, moths.
Moths
can't fly for shit.
Yeah.
They are bad flyers.
Yeah.
It's like anything that just like bounces off your face.
That's why grasshoppers, they just like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
they just kind of hit you. That is true.
There was a grasshopper. I clean houses for a living, and there was a grasshopper inside the first house I did. It's on Gowan Road. It's $1 million house. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to open this door and poke the grasshopper out. But I poked it. It went the opposite way. I was like, it likes this house. This grasshopper's staying and gonna die. He's like, I made it into $1 million house. I'm not leaving this shit. That happened.
So you're okay with like ladybugs?
Like ladybugs are awesome. Yeah. I mean, if I had a choice. What's that?
Any slow moving bug, basically?
No, I don't think you'd be cool with a beetle.
No, fuck a beetle.
See,
like,
I know, right? Yeah. Fuck
roly polies?
Roly poly,
yeah, I mean,
dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be fine, but I don't really want to. Like, if it was on me, I'd be like, psh, you know, I don't really
would you
want
have
it
a high pitched scream? Your high pitched moth scream?
Not for a roly poly.
He has like a high pitched moth and spider scream. You're like,
I have a surprise spider scream. Like, if I see this spider, I'm like, okay, what up, homie? I'm going to take you outside. I'm one of those, I save the spider.
I do too.
But yeah, if it like, you know, if it's one of those like, oh, hey, there's a spider on and my just, arm. Yeah.
Or drops down in front of you. Yeah. That's when you're driving. When have you ever had a spider?
In the car.
I have. Dropped down while I'm driving. I'm like, I'm trying not to get into a wreck.
Yeah. I will now forever look at the top of my car. Oh, yes. Time I get into it.
I've had that happen, but luckily it was only like the little tiny ones. So I was like, psh, out the window. You got a new home now.
Nice. I definitely pulled the car over on a highway one time because a bee got in. I was rolling up the windows while getting on the highway. I was like, nope, don't care.
Get them out.
I was like, gotta get this thing out.
Yeah.
Me just like waving cars by like, fine.
Yeah. I have a bee.
Luckily, it wasn't too stubborn. It got out pretty fast.
Nice.
That's good. All right, let's go.
Oh, you want to do a couple of these?
Yeah, to our pod decks segment. This is a new... Oh, you're passing them to me. Okay. This is a new segment we started a few episodes ago.
Like two or three.
You picked these questions?
I did.
All right. Are we all answering them?
It depends.
All right, we'll go with time. Reese, have you ever stolen money from your parents?
Oh, shit.
From my parents?
Yes.
They're not listening.
No, I'm going to say, okay, I am going to say yes.
Okay, Army Dad.
That's just because my mom was a partier. Like, she had us pretty young, so later on in life, she was a partier, and we used to ask her specifically for money when she was drunk, because she always gave us money when she was drunk.
So that is kind of theft, in a way.
Yeah. Yes. It was just like, you know, we were just...
I mean, you were working the system.
Yeah, we were just working the system.
I never have.
I actually did once. I took $2 out of my mom's purse, because I had a friend that always took money out of his mom's purse. I was like, oh, I'll try that out. And she immediately knew money was gone.
Did you get caught?
Like, I don't know what happened.
I am $2 richer, though.
Yeah, I got some probably lemon heads and Charleston shoes at the time. Would you stop talking you picked this.
I did.
Would you stop talking to all of your friends for $1 million?
For a million?
A million, yes.
All of my friends?
All of them. That's the thing.
Are any of our friends watching right now?
I'm just kidding. No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. Your life would suck so bad.
Yeah. Because, and then,
what are you going to do? Just shove it in their face?
If you really think about it, like, okay, first off, if you break it down, we're doing this real quick. This, if it's like a magic wish, $1 million, okay, great. If you want to get a nicer house, like even just in Boise, you're looking you know, $350,000 to $450,000.
Yeah,
like, that's eating up almost half your million. Mm-hmm. And if it's like a government thing where they're like, we're going to displace you, you know they're going to tax you.
let's say you already own a home
that you love.
You already own a million bucks.
Yeah. I still wouldn't do it.
No, I don't think so. Even though, I mean, I don't have a lot of close friends, I would say, but yeah, it seems just
you'd just be alone.
I mean,
right?
You make new friends.
With your money.
Yeah.
Fake friends.
I know.
Like, you're rich
exactly.
for a second.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't do it.
Good.
Ooh, what is the most embarrassing thing that your parents have caught you doing?
Oh, shit. I was trying to think of mine. Oh.
I would have to say it not on the episode because I don't think they know that.
Mike Adams might be listening.
Yes.
What? Most embarrassing thing your parents caught you. If they caught you, they already know they caught you.
Well, no, I'll have to tell you later.
I don't know. I mean, I can't really. The only thing I could think of is just like making out with like a high school boyfriend.
Okay.
Like
that is embarrassing.
I mean, you know, you're young. You don't.
How old are you? 47?
I think I'm 48.
Oh, 48.
I believe so.
And still will not say this. because his dad might listen. That's how right. that stuff goes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's still alive. Sheesh. Let's go to. Have you ever had a crush on a teacher or a professor?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
you have.
I have. Like, Mr. Wong Bong. His name was Mr. Wong.
Okay.
He wore Levi's. I was in sixth grade. No, it was seventh, eighth. My friend was Nikki Knox. And yeah, we were like Wong Bong. He was our science teacher. He was hot. And I don't know why we called him Mr. Wong Bong.
Yeah, no, I didn't Nothing. Have any crushes, no. Like, honestly, like, I would just say, like, my, like, favorite teacher,
mm-hmm.
like, even probably still to this day, was my second grade teacher, and her name was Mrs. Loggins, and she was, like,
wow.
she was just a beautiful, heartfelt woman. Like,
yeah.
I wish I knew more about her, but, like, you know. You're,
oh, so you don't know her.
I don't
oh,
know her.
Dang,
she was just, like,
cool.
a really great
teacher. I wonder if she's still
teacher.
Around.
I don't know.
Alive? Hey. That'd be cool.
Sheesh. Okay, last one. Ooh, I feel like everyone could answer yes to this, so we're going to go into some details.
Okay.
Have you ever stolen something from a store?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. From... Yes. yes and... Yeah, once again, yes in a way.
Yes in a way, okay.
No, I remember when I was younger in high school, I really wanted, I think it was like a blanket or like a Nautica. I remember it was Nautica.
Yeah.
It could have been like a set and I really wanted it, but it was just like a little too expensive. And I remember taking a sticker from something that was cheaper.
Oh!
And taking.
Nice!
Yeah, it was at Ross. It was at Ross and I took the sticker off something cheaper
and switched it.
And
they didn't catch it.
And they didn't catch it.
Wow.
And I was like, and it was like, I mean, I don't know, it was like an $80 bed set or something like that. And I wound up getting it for
$45. yeah.
I was in high school and I felt really bad afterwards. And my mom was like, how did you, like I saw the other ones. I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine.
I got this. Sorry, mom.
Didn't do anything.
Oh, me first, huh?
Well, I guess so.
Okay. So, God, I had a couple at least. I remember for some reason, this sticks out in my mind when I was a teenager stealing a VHS copy of 48 Hours from Kmart.
That seems so pathetic yes. for some reason.
Yes.
Kmart.
I was a teenager. Yeah. This is in California, Vallejo. Let's see what else. Also, when I was really poor, I'd go to Winco and get shit from the bulk section. I'd put the cheaper items like number on the tag and go through the self checkout.
Yeah, I've seen people do that. That's, I don't know, for certain, I just can't do it.
No, I can't either. I'm like, so honest.
I don't do it anymore, but I
can't.
I've done
I'm just
it
like,
the past.
If the number's 4501, that's what I put down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've,
I can't.
I've even corrected a couple of cashiers.
Have
and,
you?
Yeah, and each time they're like, ah, whatever.
They
like,
don't even care.
Joke. I'll take the deal.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Pretty much. I think that's only. What about you?
Oh, yeah. I stole as a kid. It was with friends. And the one time I got caught, my family doesn't know. And I don't think they listen, except for maybe Aunt Sulan's on right now. But anyway, I got caught and my friend Nikki and I, she is a paraplegic. And so she was in one of those chairs and we were like, we totally got this. But no, we stuffed everything down our pants. And I think, I don't remember where we were, maybe a Long's Drugs. I don't even know if those exist anymore.
Yeah. So.
And as we walked out, a police officer pulled us over. I think I was 13 or 14 and like $76 shoved into my pants of items.
Oh,
but it was just like mascara, all the things I wanted, but like didn't have the guts to ask my mom for. So, we were let go into Nikki's parents, her dad said, I'll tell Wendy's parents, but he never did. It's like, oh, thank nice. God. Yeah, because I would have been killed on the spot. Death. Dang. Yeah. So anyways.
Anything that we haven't asked you that we should have?
I mean,
what you got going?
I actually have a show this Friday.
Oh, nice.
It's Friday.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. My gosh. I just had this all pulled up, too, and I was changing it while I got here earlier. I was like, I should update. It's the Beach Backyard Show.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
Amos
that.
Rothstein is putting it on. There's going to be quite a few comedians on that. Montana Burke, Beth Norton.
Everyone. Yeah, there's a
Caden McKnight, Wheeler. Jack Wheeler. Tanya Cope.
Yeah.
That's an amazing crew. Goodness.
Amos himself is doing some time. I'm missing
How much time do you get?
So I have no idea yet.
Wow. It feels like, what, 10, 15?
Maybe
that many?
Like, there's quite a few. So probably somewhere between like 5 to 7 minutes,
okay.
Which
yeah.
is always like good. I like those kind of.
Yeah.
Just like, in and out.
Just in, well, in and out. And I like seeing that it's like, I can still just do the 5 to 7. It's like my jokes are wrapped up nicely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I've definitely found myself where I'm like, oh, I thought this was a 7-minute chunk of my material, and it's like an 8.5.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my bad.
Awesome.
But this is something new that I'm going to be doing to podcast that I'm doing. And I'm always just curious. It's just to kind of see and show your audience what kind of people you are.
Oh.
If you could be any type of animal for a day, like the way it eats, the way it survives. One full day, like any consequences, like food chain is all the same as well.
Mm-hmm.
What animal would you be?
Oh, I'd totally be a dog.
A dog?
I
would also be a dog.
I'm not risking
it. I mean, you're a dog, like, but you're like in like.
Well, cat's my next guest.
Being like. Yeah. Fought or whatever. No. You call it, with other dogs. No.
I think like, a cat can like survive longer than a dog in the outside. But I want to be like the cool. Yeah. Inside your house,
it'd just be
dog.
For 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm a dog.
Like, if it was a dog, I'd want to be like in our house, like our dog is. Yeah. You know? So,
does
like
that tell you something about us?
I mean, no, like, everybody says something different.
Really?
Like, you're actually the first dogs I've gotten.
What?
So, yeah.
I feel like everybody would say dog. Oh, yeah. we're like lazy. We don't want to be an elephant or something.
Oh, no, you get like hawks or like I had one of my friends
that would
say
be cool
like,
to fly.
A leopard. And I
we're
was like,
talking
what?
Lazy shit.
And like, people bring your food.
Right.
To you.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. It's
we'll be comfortable. We'll be cool. As long as we don't have dick dog owners, right?
I mean, if it was us, but I mean, you would be getting pet.
I don't
want to
be tied out.
You get some new toys. Yeah, I don't want to be in a shitty dog situation.
No, that's
what
great.
Would you be?
I would be my favorite animal. I would be an octopus.
Favorite?
Yes, it is. I think they're really cute.
They're amazing.
They are such amazing creatures.
Yeah.
And
they're really intelligent, right?
Yeah, they're very intelligent. They can actually solve like basic shape puzzles and that kind of stuff.
Wow.
They're known to escape their cages in search of food. They're pretty interesting creatures. Like one of the male octopus, one of its tentacles, it's actually its dick.
Oh, really?
And he could just break it off and give it to the lady anytime he wants.
He breaks it?
Well, he takes it off. Yeah, basically he can. They're detachable.
He takes it off.
Detachable dick.
Detachable.
I mean, do you know that song, Detachable Penis?
No.
By King. It's an old song from like 80s or early 90s.
No. Oh, we're going to have to look into octopi. Or is it octopus always?
Yes. Octopus is octopi, octopods.
Okay.
All of them
they
are in
break
there.
It off.
That's crazy. And gives it to her?
Yeah. And then like a lot of female octopus will actually die after they fertilize and their eggs hatch because they just basically protect their nest the entire time. So they starve themselves.
Wow.
Yeah. So I always post something about that on Mother's Day. And I say, nice. Thank your mothers, everybody. I was like, a mom will do anything for her children. You know?
Dang.
Yeah. Like the octopus, like they mainly eat like shellfish and that kind of stuff. So I could eat that. Plus, like you could really explore the depths of the ocean. There's just so much of it we don't know. So, and then to be able to like squeeze down to like nothing too
they
would be
fun.
They
do that. Yeah.
They can squeeze down to the smallest point on their body, which is their beak. Wow. It's like, they got a beak.
Wow. Yeah. Is it a hard beak, like a bird?
They use it to crack into shells.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we gotta get into these things.
Yeah.
In the
I've seen that video where it goes through a teeny tiny hole, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That they can do that. Wow.
But I still feel like, you know, living in a house as opposed to the bottom of the ocean would be better.
Yeah, but
it depends on what your life path is.
I would just want to explore.
Yeah, exactly.
For the 24 hours and then come back and tell people.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
Dude broke his dick off for me. Right? Yeah. Right?
I got out of there before I starved.
Thank you so much,
yes,
Reese,
thank you for
coming.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yay.
I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Woo! I appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody on Instagram.